I want to talk. I guess you have a workshop session.
Yesterday.
I had that. Now, talk to me a little bit about what was accomplished there.
What we got yesterday was the service plan, a draft of the service plan of what we, when I say we, the city would provide to the area of Welborn if we annex them.
Okay.
What all that would entail.
And, you know, I know that there have been some vastly wild ideas about how much this all this stuff is going to cost, and I know that's something that y'all have to be concerned about in the city is there's a lot of emotion involved here, but there's also a lot of business involved here as to some cost. So after having that meeting, were you surprised at some of the numbers that it's going to take as far as a cost to create an infrastructure there on any new area, whether it's Welborn or anything else?
Not really. I thought the numbers came in lower than I thought. Of course, I have to tell you, I have no idea how much it costs to produce a lane mile and stuff. So I really didn't have any expectations going in. But it was about $3.5 million at build out. The major expense is going to be providing wastewater.
Sure.
Because they already have Welborn Water and they already have their electricities from BTU. So the big expense would be the roadways, police, fire, trash, and the infrastructure of putting in the wastewater lines, including a lift station.
Sure. College Station Mayor Nancy Berry joining us this morning. Now, I noticed also on the workshop agenda that there was going to be some discussion regarding the economics and possible implementation of system capacity impact fees. Okay, now when I see impact fees, that throws up my red flag. So, kind of explain.
Same,
to me,
mine too.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah. Kind of explain to me what that discussion entailed and what we might be looking at for impact.
Okay,
fees.
Well, that's for tomorrow.
Okay, right.
And Jess Fields wanted to know. He thought we ought to have an expert from A&M come and talk to us about impact fees. So, that gentleman will be coming tomorrow.
Oh, so we're just going to hear about the theory of impact fees. We're not actually talking about the dollars involved.
That's my understanding.
Okay. Right.
You know, for me, impact fees are...
Call it what you will, it's money out of your pocket, right?
That's pretty close to it.
Okay.
I mean, we're able to meet our current needs and have been for a long time and future needs without impact fees, you know, and we've been obviously growing and are continue to grow, and the system we have in place, I think, does it adequately. And the idea of some impact fees to me means it's going to be more costly to build because you're asking them to, front it up at the beginning.
Sure.
And so that cost is going to be borne by the ultimate homeowner, and then that puts us at an economic disadvantage if you're talking about the same 1,500 square foot house in more than one community. If we've added the building community thinks it's about $10,000 an acre, and so that's pretty pricey.
Sure. Number one on the agenda for tomorrow night is the animal shelter, and I want to talk to you about that in a minute. But I know that people forget that front and center for a while was a lawsuit between Weingarten and members of council. And I know that y'all are probably going to have some discussion on that. Do you have a sense as to where we're going to be going with that lawsuit?
Without saying things I'm not supposed to say, I think we're headed towards getting that settled.
Good, good. I know that everybody would like to get that behind them. There's no doubt about that.
Me included.
In the least expensive way possible.
Amen.
All right, but number one, tomorrow night on your agenda is going to be the consideration of a contract for services with the animal shelter.
Correct.
I'd like to get your thoughts there.
I'm pleased. We had, as you know, we had a letter from, a copy of the letter from the City of Bryan to the animal shelter that basically said July 1 they weren't going to be at their facility on Finfeather, and we used that facility through the animal shelter, a contract, and we have a legal obligation to our citizens to provide animal control. And I also know our citizens are not interested in the city spending money to get into the animal control business. So Brian was going out with RFPs, and we knew that the animal shelter was not participating in that. So the board of the animal shelter came, made a very good presentation. We had a lively discussion. We were concerned about tag money. We were concerned about the cost per animal. We were concerned about the continuity of service. And we were also concerned about, you know, can we have access to the books? And the animal shelter said, yes, yes, yes. So we instructed staff to go ahead and work on a contract that included our internal, that see their auditor's report as well as our internal auditor having the ability to go look at the books, a reasonable sharing of the tag costs, a negotiated price per animal, and that and the shelter board was very amenable to all of that. So that we both sides have done their due diligence, and we have a contract that we will discuss and probably vote on tomorrow night.
As one member of council, what kind of a term would you feel comfortable with as far as a contract with them?
Well, I think currently our contract runs till 2013, and we talked about long term, and I don't know if that would extend it out, you know, beyond that, but I would think we would have at least a 5-year contract, okay, if not a little bit longer.
Right. Any thought that this will be tabled?
Not that I haven't heard anything to that effect.
I just figure you'll have a lot of things down the road you got to get on to, right?
So. Yeah, that's the plan, you know. Get your list, cross them off, keep on going.
There you go.
Well, try to solve some problems and take care of that. I know that, I mean, you know, if in any way the city of Bryan and the county could partner up, that would be terrific. But, you know, they have their own decisions to make. So
I understand. That's their stuff to take care of. So what else you got?
Well, we're going to look at seeing if we can get out of some real estate business.
Oh, you're going to get out of some real estate business?
We're going to look into that. Mm-hmm. Going to look into that. And I think I've, you know, we've been talking to the people of Welborn. I have.
I want to go there in a minute. But let's talk real estate just a minute. Is this raw land or is this land with buildings on it? Is it built?
All of the above.
Really? Okay. Okay.
I personally don't believe that city ought to be in the real estate business or in the land development business or in the property management business. Mm-hmm. And so we have, I've asked at a prior workshop meeting when we can ask for something to come forward in a future agenda, is what's the process that we use to divest the city of properties? You don't just, you know, hire a real estate agent and stick out a sign. The city has all sorts of legal requirements. And so there may be properties that we do want to just, you know, put out for auction and sell. There may be others that we ask for a specific proposal and say, here's a piece of property. What do you think you would do with it if it was on the market? And then look at that and say, wow, that's an interesting thing. We think we'd like to do that, and then negotiate a price and so that we have some control over the development, but we don't own it.
Is this an opportunity? Because obviously you're struggling with space. I mean, there's no doubt that staff is on top of each other. I mean, y'all need to grow. You need to do some things. People have been, I don't know if suspicious is the word. People have been concerned that city expenditures for needed office space might be something they wouldn't be in favor of. Well, you've got some land, and maybe is there a possible way to make a deal, work with somebody as far as building something on a piece of property that could get you out for fewer bucks?
That's a good question. I'm not sure. The bond issue that we passed for New City Hall, which allocated $4.1 million, was property-specific on Krennic Tap. The additional office space workshop that we had at our retreat was for that space, and the $4.1 million would give us a design plan and kind of a finished-out first floor, and we probably need 3 floors. And staff said at that time it would probably be additional $3 million. Well, that's very different than the $38 million, you know, City Hall that was on the ballot a couple of years ago, and there's no appetite whatsoever for that.
Sure.
I mean, I wouldn't
entertain.
No, that's not where we want to go. But I think if we are thinking about, and I don't know that we are, but if we are thinking about any kind of new city administration building that is beyond that 4.1 that was voted by the in a bond election, we've got to go back to the voters.
Sure.
I mean, even on administration space, the voters need to weigh in on it. I know construction costs are cheap now, but, you know, a lot of people are hurting. And it, you know, we may just need to kind of muddle along in the facilities we have now. I mean, they're not.
Staff doesn't want to hear that, but I mean, but well, it could be the reality of the situation.
Yeah, well, I mean, we do have staff that's, you know, crowded, and we have some staff that, you know, office space is adequate. So I would not be in favor of going ahead with any building without voter approval, you know, if it's going to house, you know, what might be just an office space but would house council chambers or.
Got it.
Because I think wherever council chambers are, people think that's City Hall.
Gotcha. Well, I stopped you because you were about to start on it, so let's finish up with where you think we are right now as far as the Welborn situation is from your view.
Well, we've had our first look at the service plan. I've had a, when I campaigned for the citizens of Welborn had a voice that needed to be heard, and I have heard them. We had five meetings. They have never been willing to compromise off their map. I think the service plan is reasonable. I'm going to be voting for annexation. And the reason being is that it's in the long-term best interest of College Station. Welborn is already a state highway. It's two-lane. It's divided. That rural frontage is gone. But I do hope at the same time, if not on the same day, we will also create a Welborn district, an overlay district, where the citizens of Welborn can decide exactly what they want that area to look like. That
who will define that area?
The people who live there.
Who will define how the size of the overlay?
That will be concurrent, or I don't know the exactly, but the size of the area that we annex. If the rest of the council should so decide to do that, that same area that would leave our ETJ and come into our city, that would be the exact area that would be the overlay, so that there would be no part of the annexed area, and as I say, depending upon how the other council members vote, that the citizens in Welborn would not have control over in terms of zoning and land use and that type of thing.
And when would you anticipate that vote will take place?
That vote will take place in April. We are going to have two public hearings, 6 p.m. at the Welborn Community Center on March 22nd, and then on our regular council meeting at 7 o'clock on March 24th at City Hall. And I encourage your listeners who live in the Welborn area or live in College Station that have an opinion to come on out and voice it. We'd love to hear from you. And I may learn something at the public hearings that will possibly change my mind in terms of how I view some things. I think I've studied this issue for about a year now, and I think long-term best interests in College Station, it needs to be annexed.
All right, there you go. Nancy Berry, thanks for the time this morning.
Always a pleasure to be here.
Okay,
thank you.
You bet. We visit with the mayors on alternate Wednesdays on WTAW.